So in the previous Vad, which was in the Yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, we spoke about the Hakdama of the Haggadah up to Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah Hayu Aviseinu, which is all a Hakdama basically to Sipu Yitzis Mitzrayim. Going to some Rishonim, Avodim Hayinu, the Farah Mitzrayim is the Sipu Bekitzer. But most of the, all the rest of the Haggadah is Hakdama to the mitzvah. So, Mitzvah Hashem, I want to go through the Etzem Sipur and see Shtikum Mahalach in the Sipur to understand the Hemshech of the Maimorim. Mitchila ovdei avodah zarah hayu aviseinu ve'achshav kervanu hamokim lavedosei. So now we mekayim maschil bignus. The maschil bignus, going to Rav, gnus haruchni, that we started off ovdei avodah zarah. Ve'achshav kervanu hamokim lavedosei, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us, was mekarev us to his avodah. He didn't force us to be ovdim, avodim, but he was mekarev us lavedosei. Like we say in Shemoneh Esrei, ve'kervanu Ashivenu avinu l'ser secho v'kervonu malkeinu l'avoy dosecho kervonu. That you should be mikarivas. Mikarivas to avoido, because there's always still the bechira. Mashgiach, Zecher Tzadik v'Kodesh Livracho, used to say, the Baal HaGadol says, v'achshav kervonu hamokim l'avoy dosei. The Chayyot should say, Mitchila ovdi avodah zarah hayu aviseinu, ve'oz kervam hamokim lavedosa, the Rebbe Hashem was makariv them. But it says actually, ve'achshav, and now kervanu hamokim lavedosa. The pshat is, when we go through the Sipur is not just a historical event, which isn't nogea to us directly. The Sipur is directly nogea to us. At the beginning of the Haggadah, we said, "Ilu lahotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu aviseinu mimitzrayim," then we would still be meshubed to Paro. But by the time when we go through the actual Sipur and we realize it's nogea to us, then we finish and we say, "B'chol dor v'dor chayav adam liris atzvu gehilu yotzav mimitzrayim." The Sipur is going to be nogea to us for tonight. They'll say the va'achshav kervanu amokim lavedosei. Shedema vayomi Yeshua kolom koyomar Hashem elokei Yisrael be'evi anor yoshu aviseichem me'olam. Aviseichem always lived me'evi lanohar. Ken Zayitz Baramis to a Ruchniyistikan Nahor, Mafsik between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Terach Avri Avram, Mavi Nahor, Vayavdu Elohim Acherim. When the Shneid Vayavdu, Beloshen Rabim, is not going only on Terach, it's going on Pashtas, on Avram and Kamuvan Nahor and Terach. As the Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchus Avodah Zarah, Avraham Avinu originally did Avodah Zarah. He was brought up in a world which was full of Avodah Zarah, and Avraham was Oved Imoim. But then, Va'ekach es Avichem es Avraham, Me'ever Hano, Va'oilech Oysi V'chal Eretz Kanaan. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu with the Lech Lecha, Tzivoy of Lech Lecha, and he brought him to Eretz Yisrael. He brought him to Eretz Kanaan. Eretz Kanaan Davke, the Shnor Kodesh says that it's called Eretz Kanaan, even though there were seven Ummos living in Eretz Yisrael at the time. It's called Eretz Kanaan al Shem Loshen Hachna, that Eretz Yisrael is a Mokum where one can be, the natural teva of the land is to be machnia ourselves and to come close to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shlomo Zeichen Tzadik B'Kodesh Livracha used to say, that's why you see so much gaiva in Eretz Yisrael, because if the teva of the land is hachno, then the Yetzirah has to be Zelu Mazeh. So there's a bigger Yetzirah for covered and gaiva in Eretz Yisrael than there is in Chutz Loretz. Val Kolponim, bringing Avram Avinu to the Arzeno Akadosho, to Eretz Knan, where the teva is to be Nichna, is a kirvel avoido. Now he has the kelim to be oivid Hashem. Va'arbe zaroi vo'etin lo yis Yitzchok. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him a lot of children. Yishmael, the Bnei Hagar, Bnei Keturah rather. Ve'etin lo yis Yitzchok. What's the pshat? Ve'etin lo yis Yitzchok. Yitzchok was born b'nes. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, Avram ein amoylid, Sarai ein amoylido. Kodesh Baruch Hu took Avram out of the teva vo'etein loy a matone is Yitzchok vo'etein li Yitzchok is Yaakov es Esav, and Yaakov and Esav were also born b'nes, was a matone vo'etein li Yitzchok, they were akorim vo'etein li Esav is haseir l'resh es oisoy. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I gave Esav haseir, he did not want to be Yoirish Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because there was the Bris Ben Absorim. And the Bris Ben Absorim said, if you want Eretz Yisrael, you have to be Mekayim the Gzeira of Geirus, the Avdus, the Inu Oysam. And Esau said, I'm not interested in the, I don't want the Maton, I don't want the Piran Ashtar. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him Haseh Chutz Loretz Loreshes Oisoi, VeYaakov Avonav Yordu Mitzrayim, and Yaakov and the Shvatim, the Shivim Nefesh, they came down to Mitzrayim to be Mekayim the Gzeira of Bris Ben Abasorim. This is the Kirva LaAvoida that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give us Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael comes with it tonight, the Bris Ben Abasorim. So we carry on. And we say, Baruch Shoim after Chosid Yisrael Baruch Hu. We mevarech Hashem that he was Shoim his Haftochet. Look, it's a pele. Why we're saying that Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a big deal that he was Shoim Haftochet, he was Maftiach. So what's the big deal that he was Shoimer after Chosid Yisrael? Of a Kedzai, the Pshat in Shoimer is not that he kept his Haftocha, but that he made sure, like Shmira, that he was Mashgiach on Klal Yisrael, so that the Haftocha should be Mekuyim, and he wasn't so poshut. Why? Because Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim slipped into the Madregas of Tumah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavtiach that Klal Yisrael are going to be the Am Hashem. And that in the Bris Ben Abasorim, as we're going to see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that that would be Mekuyim, that the Haftocha that the Klal Yisrael would be the Am Hashem, would be Mekuyim. So we say, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Chishe Vesakeitz Nasos, Rishon made Cheshbonos, to make sure that he'd be Mekayim the Bris Ben Absorim. Kumesha Omel Avram Avinu be Bris Ben Absorim, Shenema, by the Bris Ben Absorim, Shakodesh Baruch Hu said, Bayoim El Avram Yodoya Teida, Kigel Yezarcho Beretz Loilohem, Vavodum Viinu Oisom Arba Meishona. So the Bris Ben Absorim is not so clear. What does the Arba Meishona go on? Gel Yezarcho, or Avodum, or Inu Oisom? And then, at the end of the process, Vegamis Agoya She Avoidu Dono Noichi, V'acheichein yeitzu birchush gadol. The Alshech HaKadosh says, what is the Rechush Gadol? The Rechush Gadol is that we became the Eiliga Am, the Am Hashem. And the whole process in Mitzrayim, from Avdus and Inui, ensured that we should become the Am Hashem. The Maral says that the whole process of Avdus in Mitzrayim and the Yetzias Mitzrayim, says the Maral, was Kedei Sheyiknu HaEmuna V'yeidu Koyach Maisov Shu Oysa Le'oyhavov Ugvur Oysov Ashe Oysa Le'oyvov. We should know two things. One is how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oysa Le'oyhavov, and the Midas Hadin, the Gvur Oysov Ashe Oysa Le'oyvov She'yeidu Shmoy Ugvur Osoy Tomit. The Klal Yisrael that we should always know, understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas Had Chesed and Midas Hadin. That's what it says, V'gavis HaGoy Ashei Avoidu Don Anoichi, was a gilui of the Midas Hadin, as we'll see later. V'achichein Yeitzu Birchush Gadol, the Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chisha Misakeitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure that he was Mavtiach to Avram Avinu, that his bonav would become the Klal Yisrael, the Heiliger Klal Yisrael, the Goy Gadol. So he made a cheshbon. He made the cheshbon with the Kates, that if he would leave them under Ilui for 400 years, they would sink to the 50th Madreg of Tumah, and they could never become the Am Hashem. Even if they would be Avdus for 400 years, they would sink to the Shar Hanun. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out. It was Mekayim Chishev Isakeitz that the 400 years should be Kigei Yezarecho Be'eretz Le'elohim, from when Yitzchok was born, when Avraham Avinu had Zera, then they were Geirim Be'eretz Le'elohim, and that's how it was Mekayim the Bris Ben Abesorim. And that's what we're being Mevarech Hashem Yisparach, that he made sure he was a Shoimer the Havtocha Yisrael. Not he was Mekayim his Havtocha, but he was Shoymeh his Havtocha. He made sure that the Havtocha would be Mekuyim, Jemeridika Chesed. Hooray, we were sinking, was because of our Averas. The Maisa, Rashi brings on the Pasuk Leil Shimurim in Pashas Boy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shoymeh Metzapeh to be Mekayim Avtochosoi. When the Leil Shimurim was, he was Shoyme Umetzapeh when he's going to be Mekayim the Avtocha. And the Ramban over there on that Pasuk explains that from the Bris Ben Abesorim HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shoyme Umetzapeh. Tahainu, the Be'etzim, even though the Bris Ben Abesorim comes with a tzad, the Chora, a fellow from Midas Hadin, the whole Mahalach is Gamis Hagoya She'avodu Dona Noich V'achreichen Yetzu Birchush Gadol. The Baal HaGadol says, interesting, Baruch Shem Avtochos Yisrael Baruch Hu. He repeats. What's the twice that he says Baruch Hu again, Baruch Shoy Be'Avtochosoi, and Baruch Hu. The Shibulei Leket explains that the Be'etzer with Mevarech Hashem Yisparach also for the Ra. The one's Mechuyev to be Mevarech Hashem, Geshem Shevorchim Ala Toiv, Kach Mevorchim Ala Ra. Elochanami, we make two different brachas, Hatoiv Ametiv Alatoiv, we make Dailo Emes Alora. But why do we have to be Mevarech Hashem Alora? It's Be'etzim and Mevur in the Gemara, it's a sugya, because at the end of the day, every Gzeira that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings is Gamzu L'Toiva. And here you see that here we see the end of the process from the Avodim and Inu Oysom. Then they became the Am Hashem, Achrei Chen Yetzu Birchush Gadol, They were koine the madregas only through the whole matzav of the avdus, because there we can see the gamzu l'toivo. Now we're in a matzav where we see the midas hadin, mesucha aleinu rachmana litznon, gefelech matzav. But we have to know that in the end of the day, gamzu l'toivo, and we don't know what the end is, not like in Mitzrayim. We don't know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us and what's going to be the toitzah from this matzav, very, very complicated matzav. But we have to have the emuno, gamzu l'toivo, the Eibishter is in charge, and that's why we, well, on Besuras Rois, we make a brocha, Dayan HaEmes, the Eibishter, it's not Bederech HaTeva, it's not Stam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Goyzer, and even though, as a Midas Hadin, we know that Sof Kol Sof, the Dayan, when he's done, ultimately the Cheshbon is to be Mechaper for Averas, and ultimately is Gamzu L'Toivo. The God says that that's the Pshat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the Pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh, Kedusha, Mufrash U'Muvdal, is Midas Hadin. And Baruch is Mechor HaBrochus, Mimashpia, is Chesed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a very special name of Hashem, which Be'etzim is our name. We, Chazal gave that name. It's not in the Mikra. Don't find it in Tanakh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Midas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sai Midas Hadin and Sai Midas HaChesed. And you could say that Be'etzim is even more, that HaKadosh, the Midas Hadin, Baruch Hu. Ultimately, the Midas Hadin is Gamzu L'Toivo. And that's why we say over here, Baruch Shoyim Avtachos in Yisrael, Baruch Hu, tries to two levels of bracha, the Shoyim Avtachos, which is L'Toivo, the Baruch Hu, the fact that it had to come through this Gezerah of Avodim V'inu Oysom. Sha'akodosh Baruch Hu, Chishe V'Saketz. And it's Gamzu L'Toivo. Because B'Soifu Shadova Achrei Chen Yetzu V'chush Golim. And then we have to be mechasen the matzah, and we lift up the kois, and we sing a shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vehi she'omdo l'aviseinu velonu. Vehi she'omdo, what's the he? The he is this havtocha, that achrei chen yetzu b'chush gadol, the havtocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure to be mekayim. Vehi she'omdo l'aviseinu velonu. Throughout the doiros, Echod Bilvad, Omad Aleinu L'Chaloseinu. It wasn't only Paroi, it wasn't only Lavan. Elo Shebechol Dor V'Dor, Oimdim Aleinu L'Chaloseinu. Every single Dor, the God says that we don't always see the Oimdim Aleinu L'Chaloseinu. But every single Dor, they're Oimdim Aleinu L'Chaloseinu. Ve'akodo Ishmorchu Matzileinu Me'yodo. Yes, Oimrim, that the Pshat Vehi is the Havtocha to give Eretz Yisrael. Kervon Amokim Lavedosoi, to give Eretz Yisrael Davke to Klal Yisrael. That was Omda Lavedosoi Velonu. And that, Mishle Musoi, the whole of Eretz Yisrael, which includes the Keni, Knizi, the Kadmoini, which is Edoi Moav Amoin, Rashi says, that was never yet Mekuyim, so the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mavtiach that to Avraham Avinu, and Mekol Dor V'Dor, Kodesh Baruch Hu is bringing eventually the Kiyum of that Avtocha. And if we want to see how much Kodesh Baruch Hu is Doyeg, and mekarev us, and make sure that we are going to be the Am Hashem, to be mekayim, the bris mei l'besorim, that brings us into the four psukim which are the ikar of the sipur. Now it's interesting because these four psukim are psukim which the Mevi Bikurim says when he brings the Bikurim, and it's all Bederech HaKoros HaTov. So the Abarbanel says that Be'etzim Leil Seder, we are being Moedel Hashem Yisparach for everything that he gave us, and therefore the Baal HaGadol picked these four psukim dafke to be the yesod of the sipur, because these four psukim are all psukim of HaKoros HaTov. And he says in Trasant Tzach that the Abarbanel is V'yase Odom Atzu Beleil Pesach im oisom advarim ashele fonam bekairo kiilu hu mevi bikurim. On Leil Seder, when we come and we say these psukim, we are bringing bikurim. What are our bikurim to Hashem Yisparach? It's kiilu we're coming into the Beis Hamikdash and we're bringing a bikurim. Our bikurim are the kaira, the mitzvahs of the kaira. And therefore, we're going to say the same psukim that the Mevi Bikurim says. If we say the God, when the God says that in every door there's Oydim Aleinu Lechaloseinu, even though we don't know, says the God, that's Tzeil Lamad Ma'bikesh Novin Arami La, says the Yaakov Avinu. You can learn that there are hidden enemies from Lavan, because we didn't know that actually Lavan was trying to kill us. Bikesh La'akar is HaKoil. And how do we know? Because afterwards, when he caught up with Yaakov Avinu, he chased him after Yaakov Avinu left his house, and he said, Yesh La'el Yodi, La'asu Simochem, Mitoiv Adra. So he was Megaleh. If it wouldn't be that Kodesh Baruch Hu told him not to touch Klal Yisrael, not to touch the Shvatim, then Rachman al Islam, what he wanted to do is from Lavan, you can see that Oimdim Aleinu Mechaloseinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyadam. All the Pshat is, Tzeul Amad, how HaKodesh Baruch Hu made sure to be Mekayim the Bris Bein Abesorim. Why? This brings us into the psukim, the first pasuk. She paro lo goza el al aschorim, velovel bikesh laakor sakol. She neemah, the first pasuk. Arami oived ovi, vayered mitzrayim, vayog oshom bimsei maot, vayishom legoi godol otzul varov. Arami goes on Lavan, Lavan or Arami. He wanted to destroy Ovi. Vayered Mitzrayim, and Ovi, Yaakov Avinu, went down to Mitzrayim. So the Chora was a big kasha. Vayered Mitzrayim is a hemshech. The Vov, a Yipuch, is always mashma, a hemshech. Arami Ovid Ovi, Umimela, Vayered Mitzrayim. But it was many years later that he went down to Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu lived in Eretz Yisrael a long time, and then Vayered Mitzrayim. What's the kesher? Terence's, there's a big kasher here. Arei, the Bris Bein HaBesorim was Gei Yezarecho, Meretz Leilohem, Vavodum. We were, the Shiftei Kol were born, almost all of them, except Binyamin, was born in Eretz Aram, by Lavan. So why wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim the whole Gzerim Avodim V'inu Oysom there? Why did we come back to Eretz Yisrael and only later we went down to Mitzrayim? The answer is because Arami Oved Ovi. Bikesh Lavan La'akar is HaKoil. La'akar, the told us Odom, the God of the Chai Odom, says it doesn't say lechalos is hakol, says laakor is hakol, and the eker, the Gemara says in Kiddushin that eker or the eker mishpachas ger is a loshen avodah zara, Eke Mishpachas Ger, someone who sold to Avodah Zarah. Lichayra, because Avodah Zarah is Oiker, the mensch, from Sharoshoi, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when it says, Bikesh Lavan, Laker Sakoyu, Lavan would have made us into Ovdi Avodah Zarah. Hare, we were the Enikluch of Lavan, the grandchildren of Lavan. We were very close. And there would have been a tremendous hashpah. It could have been a tremendous hashpah. And if the Rebbe Shem would have been Mekayim, the Gzeirah, in Aram, Klal Yisrael have disappeared. So because of that, because of the closeness, because of Lavan Bikesh Lakos HaKoyl, Arami Oved Ovi, he wanted to destroy us spiritually. Vayered Mitzrayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to be Mekayim the Gzeirah in Mitzrayim. Because in Mitzrayim, they had a klal, they wouldn't eat with Ivrim. So there was Mimela, a natural separation from Klal Yisrael and the Goyim. Or Mimela, that's where Klal Yisrael could be born. It's interesting that it says, Sheparu Lagoza Ela Alazhorim. Beloved Mikesh Lakar Sako. Why, what's the Nakuda that Paro was Loi Goza Ela Alazhorim? Should say, Sheparu Loi Mikesh Lakar Sako. Why Bechal do we bring Paro in? Well, we're bringing Paro in now, no, because Vayerid Mitzrayim. But why is Paro Legoza El Alaschorim? So the Maral says that the Paro was misnaged to the Zchorim. The Zchorim is the Tzura. The Nekeva is Bechilas Choymer. There's always two things. There's the material, the Etzim Metzias of something, and then there's the Tzura, what form it has. And an Am is the same thing. A nation, they're the people of the nation, and then there's the Tzura of the nation. Paro was misnaged only to the Zchorim. The Nekevas he would keep alive. The Choymer of Klal Yisrael he wasn't bothered with. But he didn't like the Tzura of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because Mitzrayim was a mokum of Zima, Besach Hamoirim Besorom, of Znus, and therefore they were misnaged to the whole Nekudas HaKdusha of Klal Yisrael. And the Pele is that Davke in Mitzrayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the Tzura of Klal Yisrael. Davke in a mokum of such Znus, we know Achas, Hoysov, Pirsuma, Kosov, they were showing themselves Betara, Ad Kidei Kach, that when Klal Yisrael come out from Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, as we're going to sing in Hallel, Betzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, Beis Yaakov Me'am Loi Eiz, Hoysa Yehuda Lekodsho Yisrael Mam Shaloysov, Klal Yisrael became the Am HaKodesh. That was the Tzura of Klal Yisrael, which HaKodesh Baruch Hu made in Mitzrayim. Now just before we explain the rest of the Pesukim, maybe it's Kedai to know that there are sometimes the Balagoda just says something on the Pasuk without any introduction. Sometimes the Balagoda, the Loshon is Melamed, and that's when the Balagoda is being Medayik from the Etzem Pasuk and is Mefarish some Yitur, a Yitur in the Loshon. Sometimes he says Shenema. And sometimes he says, Kemo Shenema. Shenema is because you could explain the Pasuk, when you could explain the Pasuk in different ways, and he brings a Raya to explain the Pasuk from another Pasuk. Shenema, the other Pasuk is Machriya, what's the Pshat in this Pasuk? When he says, Kemo Shenema, then it's not explaining the Pasuk, Muchrach to Pasuk, but he's bringing a certain Inyan from another Pasuk. So Vayered Mitzrayim, Onus Al Pi Adibur. What's Onus Al Pi Adibur? The God says there was a chesed that Be'etzem Yaakov Avinu was roy to be Yored to Mitzrayim, Mishal Shalom, Shal Barzel, Kederech, everyone who goes into Golos should go like a goyler. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, no, they didn't go. He went, Mekovet, It was a chesed. Dafke was Mekuy with Yosef to go down Bashar Shalosh Shal Barzel. Onus Alpi HaDibur is which Dibur? The Pashtus is the Bris Ben Abasorim. And this is the Balagoda's own Pshat. We don't have this, not found in elsewhere in Chazal, the Onus Alpi HaDibur. Of a Lechoyer, what is Medayek is the Loshen Vayered Mitzrayim. It should have said Vahurat Mitzrayim. He was forced to go down to Mitzrayim. But Vayered is Mashma Me'atzmoy. Could be other Mephoshim say it was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Al Tiro Miredes Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a heter. We made it, told him he'll be with him. Vani Eredim Chov, Vani Allah. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina would be with us in Mitzrayim. That was the Dibur. Mimela he went, or to the Dibur Shel Yosef, Onus Al Pi HaDibur, Do Eilai, Al Tamoid. Yosef told him to come down. Mimela Vayered Mitzrayim, he went Me'atzmoy. Oh, but that Gufa is a chesed that he came down to Mitzrayim, Be'etzim, to be Mekayim, the Bris Mela Masorim. This whole first posuk, Be'etzim, is all about the Leda of the Am HaKadosh. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Klal Yisrael B'derech Nes, and not Stam Klal Yisrael, but the Am HaKadosh of Klal Yisrael. Derech Nes Mamish. So then, the next words, Vayogor Shom. So the Balagoda, Melamed, so he's being Medayek, or a Yitur. Shelo Yorad Yaakov Avinu Nishtakeh B'Mitzrayim, Ela Logur Shom. He only came down just Logur, to be temporarily there. How do we know? Shedema, Vayoyimru El Paro, when they came to Mitzrayim, and the Shvatim came in front of Paro, the five Shvatim, even though they came to the biggest empire and the most gashmiistic place in the world and a beautiful place and Choyer and Gashmias is fantastic, they told Paro, no, we've only come to live here temporarily. We can't survive in Eretz Canaan. Even told Paro that we have Tzoin, which was their god, the Mitzvah god. What's the deal of the Balagoda? Lamed Shelo Yorad Yaakov Avinu Ishtakeh B'Mitzrayim. Because the next words of the pasuk is Bimsei Ma'ot. L'chaira, Bimsei Ma'ot goes on how many there were when he came to Mitzrayim. So it should say, the Seder should be Vayered Mitzrayim or Bimsei Ma'ot. Came down to Mitzrayim with the Shivim Nefesh. And then Vayogosham. What's the Vayogosham out of the Seder? That's what's Melamed Shlo Yorad Yaakov Avinu Lishtakea. Why? Because it's Somuch Mamish to Vayered Mitzrayim of Vayogosham. There wasn't a half a minute that he should stay in Mitzrayim. The whole Yerida to Mitzrayim was only Logur. And what's the significance? Because had he had a Havamina, even a Havamina, Lishtakeya, the tumor of Mitzrayim was so great that we never could have come out. Oh, but the Pele is that Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mesabe, Misyata Dishmaya, that's how Reb Shloime, Zecher Tzadim and Kodesh Baruch Hu used to say, there was Siyata Dishmaya, that not one of the Shivtei Kor, not one of the Shivim Nefesh, when they saw the Gashims of Mitzrayim, had a Havamina, oh, maybe we'll stay here, it's very Gishmak here. No, Vayogo Shom, right from the very beginning, the Lo Yorad Lishtakea B'Mitzrayim Ela Logur Shom. The Siyata Dishmaya. And we came Bimsei Ma'ot, Kemoshe Ne'ema, how many is Bimsei Ma'ot? So from another passage, the Balagoda brings a riot. B'Shivim Nefesh Yodo Amasecha Mitzrayim V'ato Somcha Hashem Elokecha Kochi Hashem Laroiv. The Shivim Nefesh, Bimsei Ma'ot with a few people is Shivim Nefesh. Shivim Nefesh, Davke. We see that it's Davke. Because in the pasuk be'etzev, the way the number of children that Yaakov Avinu had, and grandchildren, when the pasuk vayigash, when all the names, there's only 69 names, and we see the Chazal Tereach to say that there are shivim bedavka. The pasuk says there are shivim, but to say that shivim is bedavka, not approximation. So one way is ki yodua the Yocheved was born bein achoymus. Bidyuk, there was shivim. There has to be shivim. A second way is Yaakov Avinu is mashlim the shivim, and the third way is the Shechina is mashlim the shivim. Isn't a ganze sugya those three bechinas? But I'll call him why bedavka shivim. So the beetzim there are shivim. Shemus of Klal Yisrael, and there are also Shivim Shemus of the Shechina. You can find in the Balaturim on the Pasuk Esfali Shivim Ish in Bamidbar Yudalef. He brings the Shivim, the Kenegid, the Shivim of the Sanhedrin, there were Shivim Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Shivim Shemus of Klal Yisrael. Kanire, that the Shivim Nefesh are the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael. We have Kama Sheroshim, we have the Shoresh HaSheroshim, and the Avos HaKadoshim. Then the Shoresh of the next level of Shoresh is the Shivtei Kol. And then the Shivim Nefesh. Shivim Nefesh is already not just a little family, it's a bigger family. And that Shivim Nefesh, which has to be Shivim, is because the Shorish of Klal Yisrael is the Am Hashem. And if there's Shivim Bechinas of the Shechina, then there has to be Shivim Bechinas in the Shoroshim of Klal Yisrael. We also know the Torah has Shivim Ponim La Torah. And Shivim is Gematria Soi, the Pnimius was. That's what Klal Yisrael has, that the Am HaKadosh Be'etzim is Bonui on the Shivim Ponim of the Shechina. Vayhi Shom Legoy Melamed Shehoi Yisrael Mitzionim Shom. Vayhi Shom Legoy is a Pele. Vayhi Shom Legoy. Why Davke Shom? And what was the pshat that we said before? The Klal Yisrael were always separate. They became the goy. There are some geusos vayishom the goy godel. Amalechoyah, that's not the right geusos. Most of the Rishonim said vayishom the goy. That in Mitzrayim we became a whole nation and we became a separate nation. The Lamech Shoy Yisrael Mitzuyonim Shom. And that was the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael remained. And then we became Godel Otzum. A Goy Godel and Otzum. That's a Pli Atzumo. That from, in four Doras, from Shivim Nefesh, we became the Am Hashem of Shishim Riboy. Kemoshe Ne'emar, V'nei Yisrael poru v'yishrutzu v'yirbu v'yatzmu b'moid moid v'timolei ha'aretz oisom. Is there six lashonos here? Poru v'yishrutzu v'yirbu v'yatzmu b'moid moid. Is Chazal zogen? There was each time they were born, there were shisha bekeres echot. There were six kids born each time. U'mimela, that's poru vayishrutzu. They became so many, like shrotzi. We have lots and lots of children. Vayirbu, that's godel. But also, even though they had so many children, otzum, they were still remained strong. Vayatzmu b'moid moid. They became, they remained very strong. And if you make a cheshbon, in the Agoda, I brought this cheshbon, that only 54 of the Shivim Nefesh actually gave birth in Mitzrayim. So if, let's say, each one had 15 ladas, and there were six Bekeres Echad, each time, each lada, there were six children born, so then they had be'erech, on average, 90 children, each one of them. So the next star, 54 times 90, became 4,860. Let's say half of them were Nekevis and half of them was Chorim, so 2,430 gave birth. If, again, there was 15 ladies b'mimutza on average, and each one had 6 Bekeres Echod, then the third dar, you get 218,700 children. If from them you divide it in half, and there's only, that means there's 109,350 Nekevis, again, each one had 90 children, so the fourth dar will have 9,841,500 people. And we know that only one-fifth came out, according to right, Echon Mechamushim, Echon Mechamisho. So if you take, that's the most conservative estimate who came out, Echon Mechamisho. So then you've got a fifth of 9,841,500 is 1,568,300. And so, Bitoichom, the Torah says there were 603,550 males between 20 or over 20 who came out from Mitzrayim. So it's Nishka Greisa Pele that you have to say there was Shisha Bekeres Echod. It's here, Grace of Pele, because Klal Yisrael was born Benes, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu was showing them that they should be the Yisrael, the Melavit Shoyu Mitzuyonim Shom, that they remained separate, and they had some the Kudus they could keep the Shurish of Kedusha with them. And even though they had so many children, Barov, the last word, Kemosh Neema, Revova, Ketzema, Chasodin, Esatich, Vatirvi, Vatigdili, Vatavoy, Ba'adi, Adoyim. We grew up like grass, we sprouted out like grass, because the whole thing was as Ades, that if you have so many children, and they should keep on coming. It was a Pliatsumo, there were so many births, and each one's Shisha Bekeres Echod. And Kamuvon, the Medrash Darshans that they gave birth in the field, and then the Mitzrim came and they were Nivla and Adoma, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fed the Kindalach, Vatovoi Ba'adi Adoyim, Shodayim Nochoinu, Sorek Tzimeach, Vat Erev Be'erio, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fed them and brought them back. They came back to each one where they grew, they sprouted out of the ground, literally, Revova Katseba Chasode, they sprouted out of the ground, came back to their parents. Mamish Kuloi Nes, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was Meyatzer, was Yotzer, this Heilige Klal Yisrael. And the Arizal is Moisif, Vo'evor alayich, vo'erech misbeseses bedomayich, vo'emeloch bedomayich chayi, vo'emeloch bedomayich chayi, even though be'etzim, that posuk comes before this posuk of Revova Katseba Chasodim. Of as Ken Zayin, the reason why we want to add this posuk because at Eirim Be'erio, the Chazal Darshan from that, the Be'ed said we didn't have any mitzvahs. And if we didn't have any mitzvahs, Rashi brings in Parshas Boy, we couldn't have got out of Eretz Mitzrayim. So, Vo'evor alayich, Vo'erech misposesis bedomayich, Vo'emeloch bedomayich chayi, Vo'emeloch bedomayich chayi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two mitzvahs. Kom Pesach and Milo, and Bischus, those two mitzvahs, we had Chaim and we came out from Mitzrayim. So we want to finish with the Pasuk, with the Dov HaTov, the first Pasuk, and not leave off the first Pasuk with the Dov HaRa. We come to the second Pasuk. The second Pasuk is Vayoreo Isona Amitzim Vayanunu Vayidno Aleinu Avodah Kosha. The Chomos and the Ovel, the torture that the Mitzrim did to us. Perhaps the second Pasuk is to explain to us on one level, Arei, in the Brisbane Abbasari, my Kodesh Baruch Hu was going to the Avdus. So why did they get punished? And why does it say the Dona Noichi, the Gomis Agoy Ashavodu Dona Noichi? So there, the Ramban brings two Tirutzim. And Ken Zayin from the Hemshech for this Apostle, the way we dash in the Apostle, we're going to explain these two Tirutzim. One is that in Ochanami, there was a Gzeirah in Ashamayim, but Paro wasn't Boicher to be Mekayim the Gzeirah. Paro was Boicher Bera. So Mitzad is Bechira, even though it was Nigzar, but he was Boicher Bera. So therefore he deserves Oynish. The second Pshat is they were Boisif on what was Nigzar. Be'etzim was Nigzar Avdus, Avodum. And the Malbim is Medayik, the Loshen is Gei Yezaracho Beretz Loilohem. It goes on the Zera. Gei Yezaracho Beretz Loilohem. Vavodum. That's going on the Zera. And the Zera, Zaracho, will serve the people in the Eretz Loilohem. Ve'inu Oysom, the subject of Ve'inu Oysom is not Zaracho. It's not that Klal Yisrael will then be Ma'ane, give Inui, persecute the ones who they served. Ve'inu Oysom changes the subject. The subject of Ve'inu Oysom is the ones who are making them Avodim. So, Gei Yezaracho Meretz Le'elohim Bavodu, and they'll serve them. That was the Gzeirah, says the Malbim. Ve'inu Oysom is a Nevuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that they're going to be Moisif on the Gzeirah. I was only Gzeirah Avdus. They had to have a Shem Avdus. They didn't have to have more than that. And the Maisa Shevet Levi, who didn't work physically, but there was this kaim on them, va'avodum, because they weren't allowed out of Mitzrayim, they weren't allowed to leave. So there was a bechila of avdus, but they didn't become babish to work babish. That could have been what they were mekayim. But Paro made the gzeirah much worse through his tricks. The Klal Yisrael fell into the beforech, beferach, that he tricked them into the avdus. But then, not only that, they were moisif on the old gzeirah, v'inu oisam, and they will be ma'an in them. So they get oinish for the inui, but they're much more than the gzeirah. A, they weren't boicher to be mekayim the gzeirah, they were boicher to bera, and B, they did much more than the gzeirah was nigzar. As Ken Zayin also, from this posuk, we'll see at the end of the Pasuk, also a hemshech of the binyan of Klal Yisrael. So the Baal Agoda darshins, first of all, Vayareo Yisonu HaMitzrim. K'mo she'ne'emar, what does it mean, Vayareo Yisonu HaMitzrim? What was the ra they did to us? K'mo she'ne'emar, what it says in the Pasuk, Hovo nischak moloi pen yirbeh. Let's come, they said, come, and let's be wise, let's make cheshbonos, how we can be mamayit, the Klal Yisrael. Pen Yirubeh, there'll become too many of them, v'hoyoki sikreno milchoma, there'll become a war, v'noisav gavu al sonenu, they'll become a fifth column, they'll join our enemies, v'nilchambonu, they'll fight us, v'olam in ha'oretz, and be'etzim, Rashi says it means they'll throw us out of Eretz Yisrael. Was all a libel, wasn't true, was a sheker, gas, we have never had a minute to do such a thing. But first of all, you see that when they said, Hovon is chakmaloi pen yirbe, they were boiche bara, vayoreo isonu amitzrim, they were boiche to do, they were mechavin to do ra, vayoreo isonu amitzrim. Not that they were mekayim, the priest made, I'm sorry, oi vey, we have to, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants his kinderlach to be avodim, let's be mekayim the brisbane abesorim. Vaya anunu, k'mo she'ne'ema, what's the inui? There's different types of inui, could be all sorts of different things for me, inui. K'mo she'ne'ema, vayosimu olov, sorry, misim leman anoisoi misim loisom. They brought an inui that they made such gzeiras, gefelach and gzeiras. The Medrash says that the Paro says we need to, it's an emergency, we have to build up Piso Baramses, and whoever builds the most will win tender to get the job. And at the beginning he said he'll pay, and even Paro came to build, and the Yidden tried very hard, and they wanted to get the job, and they registered how much each one could build, and then in the end they said, no, you have to, we're not paying, and they made them avodim, and they made them make every Yidden build the same amount that he did on that one day when he tried his hardest, which was not shayach, kaseda to do it. Moisif on the Gzeira wasn't inui, or it's also lemana noisoi. They wanted to be ma'anas. They were boichem erab. Even or miskinos the paris pisa ves Ramses. They were moisif on the Gzeira. Vayidnu aleinu avoido kosho, kushenema vayad vidu mitzrayim is bnei Yisrael beforech. Avoida kosher, what's the gedra of avoida kosher? Avoida beforech, bepashtus means that it's buffering, it breaks the goof, physically to destroy them. Or it's an avoida she'im bo kitzva, they didn't need it bechlal, because they built ki yodua, a piece of Ramses on quicksand, and everything they built just was nivla in the adoma the whole time. So they never ever came to any tachlis from what they were doing. Or the beforech is obviously beforech is much more than it was nigzar avdus. They didn't need it beforech. They didn't need that avoido. So avodim didn't have to be that. I was ken zayin is also here. It says vayavidu mitzrayim es bnei Yisrael. Because all the Mitzrim were Mavid Klal Yisrael. Later on we'll see a bit more the Pshat and the God. But in the Pasuk here it says, Vayavidu Mitzrayim is Bnei Yisrael. So now we see why all the Mitzrim suffered from the Makkos, not just Paro. Because every Mitzri was Mavid as Klal Yisrael. This pasuk is a hemshech of the first pasuk. Vayoreo isola amitzu is a hemshech because the Klal Yisrael sprouted and became so many. That's then they said pen yirbeh oyikisikrenam milchoma the vaykutsu meleim. That's why vayoreo isola amitzu. That's what pushed them to the mitzu. So lechore the nest the Klal Yisrael made. The Kodesh Baruch Hu made the Klal Yisrael became such a big nation. Such a became the this guy turned to our Lira, who was only temporarily Lira. That's part of the whole Mahalach of the Brisbane Absorim, the Midas Adin in the Brisbane Absorim. Over the Hemshif, in the third Pasuk, Vad Nitzach El Hashem El Akeh Abiseinu, also is Mashma, it's a Hemshif. Why is it a Hemshif? Let's see. Vanitzach el Hashem elokei aviseinu, vayishma Hashem eskoleinu, vayaris ogeinu, vesamoleinu, veslachatzeinu. So the Baal HaGadol explains, Vanitzach el Hashem elokei aviseinu. When did we daven? Kemo shenema, vayihi, vayomim, orabim, oheim. It was after many days. Vayomos melech Mitzrayim, vayeonchu bnei Yisrael minu avoido, vayizoku. The only after Paro died, then Vayonchu Bnei Yisrael Milo Avoido, and then they davened. Batal Shavosim Elokim Milo Avoido. The God says the Pshat in Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim is when Paro died, the Kolzman that Paro was alive, and we were Avodim to Paro, the Yidden had a tikva, maybe one day Paro will free us. One day this Gezeirah will end. But once he died, then all the Mitzrim took over and made the Yidden their Avodim. Once we were Avodim to all the different individual Mitzrim, it wasn't to just the king, then they were Misyayish completely from the Gula, and that brought them Vayonchu Bnei Yisrael Milo Avodah. So that could be the Hemshech of the Psukim. Vayavidu Mitzrayim Es Bnei Yisrael Beforech. For the fact that they were As all the mitzvim started being meshabidas, that brought us to David to Hashem. The third pasuk, Vanitzak el Hashem Elokei Aviseinu, is the chesed gadol that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to daven to him. And we made that he was mekabel our tefillahs, even though it was only after so long that we davened. There was a chesed gadol that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekabel the tefillahs. We didn't daven for 209 years, we didn't daven. Just before 209 years. Only Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim, then Vayonchu Bnei Yisrael Milo Avoido, Vayizoku. And that when we davened, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Misyachis to us. When we turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Vayishma Hashem Eskaleinu, Vayaris On Yeinu, Vesam Aleinu, Veslachatzeinu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to us. It's Mido Kleged Mido. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be the Am Hashem. And you see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces us to become the Am Hashem, makes the matzav so bad. So then eventually we daven to Hashem, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes back as Mashgiach on Klal Yisrael. Even though the whole time was Leil Shimurim, as we said, he was waiting to be Mekayim, the Gzeirah. If it wasn't going to happen, he's going to make sure that it will happen. Here you see how he makes sure it will happen. Not only we may slip into the Shar Anun, but we never turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We never turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyochel can't or won't take us out from Mitzrayim and won't bring us to be the Am Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure to be Mekayim the Prispe and Abisorim, the Rechush Gadol, and he forces us to daven to him. How can we make sure that Klal Yisrael will daven? It says, "Vanitzach el Hashem Elokei Avoseinu." We were toyfes, umnes Avoseinu. The Avos were mashrish in Klal Yisrael. Tifa Rain, in a shvera matzav, we daven. It had to get very, very, very shver. But at the end of the day, "Vanitzach el Hashem Elokei Avoseinu." Chazal darshan vayomas melech Mitzrayim ki yadua, that he became tzorua, and the Chatuvim told him that you need to shecht 300 Jewish babies, 150 in the morning, 150 at night, and bathe in their blood, and that'll bring you a refuah. The Maral says it wasn't the pshat that it was a refuah. They said b'derech kishuf, that you weren't being mishabed them enough, you had to make them completely bottle Klal Yisrael, that they're nothing, that you're wallowing in their blood, and they're not human beings, Bichlal. And when that happened, Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim, when that happened, then Vayonchu Bnei Yisrael, Mino Avoido Vayizoku, that's what made them daven. Then they became completely Mishayash, and treated like that, they become completely misyayish and they davened. Again, who made him a tsarua? And who gave this crackpot eitzah to the Chartumim? Min HaShemayim, the Rebbeinu Shem wanted to force Klal Yisrael to turn to him. V'atal shavosim el olukim min ha'avoido. V'yishma Hashem es koleinu. And then the pasuk carries on, the Rebbeinu Shem was mekabel our tefillah. Kama shenema, vayishma Elokim es na'akosom, vayizko Elokim es briso es Avrom es Yitzchom es Yaakov. Vayishmiya could mean different things. Shmiya could mean he heard the tefillah, but he didn't react to the tefillah. Or shmiya could mean he was mekabel. But you see, kama shenema, he was mekabel the tefillah, because it says in this pasuk, vayishma Elokim es na'akosom, vayizko Elokim es Yaakov. The tefillahs were poiled that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was zoicheh the bris and began to act upon the bris. The bris made up the bris of the avos. You see that the chora the balagod is also bringing out from the vayishma Hashem is koleinu. What does it say? So it says, "Vanitzak el Hashem elokei aviseinu." Midavet Hashem. So it should say Vayishma is Kaleinu. What's it? Vayishma Hashem is Kaleinu. The Rebbeinu Shem is Hashem Avaya is Midas HaRachamim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mekabel the Tefillah BeRachamim. We Ika Adin Lav Davka. We had a schus because it took so long till we davened. Aye, the pasuk says we bring Vayishma Elokim es Nakosav, and Elokim is Midas Adin, Vayizkor Elokim es Brisoi. So, Efshe, the vote is that up to this point the Midas Adin was Masuach against us, and then once we davened, then even the Midas Adin was Mekabel. Not that Al Pidin we were Zoicher. State that tzaddikim have a koyach to be mishaneh the midas hadin into midas harachamim. Here it maybe wasn't such a gvaltig and tzidkus, but the schus ha'omos was mishaneh the hoifeich the midas hadin that there was for 209 years against us into midas harachamim. Vayishma Hashem es koleinu. There are quite many rishonim say that in koleinu is the rumors. The schus avos, because find the lashon of koil by the avos hakdoshim, find by Avraham Avinu says Ekev asher shama Avraham lekoili and a koil kol Yaakov two lashonos. Kol Yitzhak, Kol Yaakov, is Vayishma Hashem is Koleinu, is Meramis, and the Rishonim too, also to the Schus Ovis, and that's what then you can say that's what the Balagons bring Yeriah. Kimashinema Vayishma Lekim is Nakosam, Vayiz Kol Lekim is Brisos, Avraham is Yitzchak is Yaakov, the Schus Ovis. If it starts Vayitzak El Hashem Elokei Avoseinu. That we davened to Elokei Avoseinu, so the Hemshech, the Bereshah was Zoyche, the Schus Ovis, the Bris Ovis, I'll call upon him, it's not so schwer. And that was Goyreim, the Tfilis were Goyreim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was Poine Eleinu, and even though for so long it's Keilu, he forgot us, Keilu, he was ignoring us, and the Xerus got worse and worse. But then, everything changed. The Rabban brings in Shmois, says the Rabban, "Bitchilo yomaste ponu mehem voyolechol." It looked as though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maste ponu. Va'ato shomel kibis narkosom v'ra oisom loy v'shloy histe ponu oid mehem v'yedes machoyvom v'chol anase lohem v'chol atzorich lohem. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then, once they davened, because from Shomer the Tefillah, then it was pointed to us, was no longer Masti Ponov. Bayaris on Yenu, he saw the Inui. Zu precious derech eretz, says the Balagoda. Kimo Shinema, Bayar Elokim is Bnei Yisrael, Bayeda Elokim. Why isn't on Yenu the same on Yenu that we had before, Bayar Nunu? This is a different type of Inui. Like Lovon said, im ta'anes benoisai, as precious derech eretz, they separated the husbands from the wives, so they shouldn't give birth, they shouldn't be poire, they shouldn't have children. Precious derech eretz, because if it's something which davke vayeda alukim, something which davke is something which Davka only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, so that's the precious Derech Eretz. Or they wouldn't allow them to be Toivel, so they couldn't be together. Bayaris on Yenu, the Balagodas Medayik, because why does it say again on Yenu? It said before in Vayar Nunu, so it should say Vayar Es Asher Osu HaMitzrim Lonu. Why does it repeat on Yenu? It's a different Inui. This is an Inuit to be reminded them from Piri Verivia. Ves Amoleinu, and what's Amoleinu? Elo Abonim. Davka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees something special, something which only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seeing. Hesamolenu eila abodim kemashneva kolabela yiloid hayoira tashlichu v'cholabasta chayun. In fact, they wanted to throw all the boys who were born, the babies, into the yar to kill them. Why is that called amolenu? Amelus is when you're omel and you don't have a totsah. If we bring up children, we give birth to children, and they don't grow, they won't come into this world, then it's a gedder of amelus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took into account that cheshbon, this terrible gzeirah that they made. Why does the Baal HaGadol bring the end of the pasuk v'chol abas techayun? The ikur is the chayra abonim. Kol abel ayilod ayora tashlichuhu. What's the v'chol abas techayun? I mean, it's not a whole pasuk anyway. It can say that the Chazal that they wanted to be mechaya the bonos for znus, like we said before, they weren't mislagging to the choymer of Klal Yisrael, but they wanted to make the znus. That's also Amelus. We bring children into the world and they should grow up for Znus, Rachman and Itzlan. So that's also considered Amolenu. Be'es lachatzeinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu saw the lachatz ze'at chak, v'shenema v'gamro isis ha'lachatz ha'shem Yitzrayim lo'ichatzi mo'isom. The lachatz could mean the lachatz which we had. We were feeling the lachatz, or is it the lachatz which they were pressing on us? So the Baal HaGadol brings a raya. No, it's the lachatz which the Mitzrim were going to us, not our own feelings that we were feeling bad in a matzav of avdus. What was the lachatz? Either the gefelech and gzeiras of making us work and beating us if we didn't manage to make the right number of bricks and build the right amount, and ultimately the gzeir of tevid lo yinosin loim, to make the same amount of bricks and you have to find the straw as well, it was not shayach, that's a lachatz. Or the Rabbeinu Bechaya brings that they lived in Goshen and the Mitzrim made a Jewish ghetto. They all had to stay in the bounds of Goshen, and that was the lachatz. They were stuck in a very small area. They were living belachatz. The Mitzrayim asher lo yichtzi moisom, and all this brought this to the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, brings us to the fourth pasuk, Vayotzieinu Hashem b'Mitzrayim. Beyond Chazaka, Israel and Tuya, but Moira God and Moses of a Moifsim. Here to Sant, the Baal HaGadol darshans this posuk with two ways. The whole posuk darshans two ways. Didn't do that anywhere else in the other psukim. Dova Ache, Shtaim, the Esamakas. The Terence is that there are two ways of looking at the posuk. They're mashlim each other, this Dova Ache. They both pshat him in the pasuk. Kach kibaldu, when Rashi brings a dava acher, the Rashi means both dava achers are pshat in the pasuk. The yitzias mitzrayim, yitzienu Hashem mitzrayim, doesn't go on the physical leaving mitzrayim. The yitzias mitzrayim goes on the ruchniyistika yitzias mitzrayim, the giluyim ruchniyim that we had, and the giluyim ruchniyim were two. The Giluyim Ruchniyim were one, the Giluy of Hashem Yisparach, the Echreach that we saw, the Hashem Yisparach's in the world. He's the Boire, he's the Balabos. Mitzad Sheini, the Midas Adin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed through the Makkos of Mitzrayim. And Arei, the whole Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is to show, as we go back to the very beginning, what we said at the beginning, Va'achshon Kervono Amokim La'Vaidosoi. He was mekarev us to be his avodim. And eved is somebody who belongs to the master and he has to work. It's not that he chooses to work, he wants to work, he's an employee, he's a meshares. No, an eved is mechuyev. If an eved doesn't do what the adam wants him to do, the eved beats him and forces him to do it. So in order to become an eved Lashem, We had to see two things. One is we had to see that there's an Adon Bichlal. We had to see that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a Gilui Klaw. Not that we decided when we're looking at the world and where does the world come from. So we think that we postulate that there was a creator. So that's a figment of our imagination, so to speak, or our philosophy. You can't become an Evid to a figment of your philosophy, of your ideas. But then there's always a Pesha or a Pesha Hitir. When it doesn't fit in, it is not convenient, you don't want to be an Evid to this idea, so you're not, because you're the Balabas. First of all, there had to be Giluim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu's Misgale, Bal Kocheinu, not because we had the ideas. Emes, Lamitai, we saw a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bichvoidei, Ba'atzvoi, a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Misgale to us. Im kol zeh, what makes you an Evid? You're forced to be Oved. That's when you see that there's Midas Hadin. The Avada, the Schar, if you're Oved, or there's Oynish, if you're not Oved. So we had to see two things. And that's Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's coming out of Mitzrayim and becoming the Avdei Hashem. To become the Am Hashem, who are the Avdei Hashem? The Am HaKodesh. The Avodim HaKdoshim to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Goy Kodesh, Mamleches Koyanim, and Goy Kodesh, that we become Mamish Emes Avdei Hashem, Bikdusha V'Taro. That's this fourth pasuk, Vayotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim. Once we were Miskashe to Hashem Yisrael throughout Tfilas, the third pasuk, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu Miskashe with us, then we're roy to come out from Mitzrayim and become the Avdei Hashem. So first, the Balagoda darshans, Vayotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim, Loy alidei Malach, Veloy alidei Sarah, Veloy alidei Shaliach, Ela Kodosh Baruch Hu, Bichvoidim Atzmoy. What's the diuk? The diuk is, why does it say Vayotzienu Hashem? We said already, Vayishma Hashem Eskoleinu, Vayaris Onyeinu, there it doesn't say Hashem, Vayaris Onyeinu, Vesavoleinu, Veslachatzeinu. Then you say, Vayotzienu Mimitzrayim. Why is Nocham Ol Hashem? Because it wants to be madgish that the Yitzias Mitzrayim came davka b'chvoido b'atzmai, davka the gilui of Hashem Yisparach, which we needed to have to become the Avdei Hashem. Lo yalidei malach, lo yalidei sorof, lo yalidei shaliach. Shenema, the Balagodi explains, Vavarti, the Pesuk says, Vavarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'alayla hazeh, v'kesi kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim, be'odav ad behemo. ובכל אלוהי מצרים עשר שבותים, אני השם. What's the דיוק? The דיוק is, why doesn't the פוסק just say, ועוברתי בארץ מצרים בלילה הזה, להקוז כל בכל בארץ מצרים, מיד עובד בהמה, ולעשויס שבותים. Why is it each time Nochamol Vavarti VKC VeEse? So the Balagoda explains Vavarti Beretz Mitzrayim Balayla Azeh Ani Veloy Malach VKC Kol Bechol Beretz Mitzrayim Ani Veloy Sarah Bechol Elei Mitzrayim Eser Shvatim Ani Veloy Ashaliach. Each one is Ani. Ani Hashem, Ani Hu V'loy Acher, a Gilui of Hashem, and it was no other Koyach whatsoever that made Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Maral explains these three Lashonas, Malach, Sorof, and Shaliach, is because they could have been three ways Yitzis Mitzrayim could have come. One way is that Kodesh Baruch Hu sent in a Malach to destroy the Mitzrayim, like he did, let's say, with Sancheirif. So he didn't send. He made the Makkos Bechoros himself, Vavarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim B'layla Hazeh. Or the second way is, he could be mafzid them. They could all die. And that's called a Sorof. They would all die. No, we can see kol bechor beretz Mitzrayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was back at the bechoros. They didn't die from me'atzmo, from a sorrow, from a malach which would destroy them. Ubechol Elohim, sorry, the be'etzim, the sorrow is from Sancheiriv. The malach could have been the covenant taken out Klal Yisrael, led them out. But it wasn't with the Malach, the Shechina took us out from Mitzrayim. And it wasn't the Malach that destroyed them, wasn't the Sarov, he KC called the Chavetz Mitzrayim. And it wasn't Derech HaTeva. The Shaliach is the Teva, the way that Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world normally. So it could have come, Yitzis Mitzrayim could have come, but Derech HaTeva. Or you could have been toile, the Makas Bechorus was Derech HaTeva. No, Shteinu Bechol Elohim Mitzrayim Es Eshvotim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed all the idols in Mitzrayim, the ones which are made of metal, melted, the ones who are made of wood, rotted. So they saw a claw, that it was the Yad Hashem, and it was Shalom B'Derech HaTeva. Ani Hashem, Ani Hu V'loi Acher. And then it says, how did he do this? Beyond Chazoka Zoya Dever. Kvashinema Hine Yad Hashem. Yad is a Dever. Hoya Bamiknechoshe Basode Basusi Bachamuri Bagmali Baboka Batsoy Dever Kovarit Ma'oid. Ubizraya the Tuya Zuacheref. Kvashinema Vachauba Shlufa Beyoda in the Tuya Yerushalayim. That's the Bakas Zerayin Atuya is a cherev, when he holds the cherev, outstretched arm. So the God says, this is the klal of the Bakas, that the Dever is koilel, the first five Bakas, and the Bakas Bechoros, Zerayin cherev, is the last five Bakas. And then we bring up a Moira Godel, Zugilu Shechina. And this, even when the God said with Bederech of the Makkos, that was the Gilui of the that there was in the Makkos, the Gilui Emuna that there was in the Makkos, the Yod Chazaka that you saw was the Yad Hashem, and the Zrei Netuya that was the Zrei of Hashem Yisbar that made the Makkos. Afterwards, we dash the Midah Keneged Midah of the Makkos. Uba Moira Godel Zugilu Shechina, the Moira Godel means Gilui Shechina, the Gilui Shechina that there was. The Yitzias Mitzrayim came from these greater Giluyim. Kvo Shenema, Oyaniso Elokim Lavoi Lokachas Lugoi, Mikerev Goi, Bemasas, Beoises, Bemoivsim, Bemilchoma, Beyod Chazoka, Mizrae Netuya, Ubemeroim Gidoilim, Kechola Sheosa Lachem, Hashem Lekechem, Bemitzrayim, Le Einecho, you saw it, claw, the Gilui Shechina. Maral is a different Mahalach in these three Lashonos. Beyod Chazaka, Bizraya Netuya, Vemoira Godel. He says, it's not referring to specific Makkos. He says there are three ways, three types of Onshim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring. So, really a Hemshech from similar ideas, what we said before. Because there could be there are different types of makas. There's a maka which HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't poil bekum vasei, but it's sheva al taaseh, and omimela he's nifsad. And the dugmel kach is dever, but it's not only dever. It's all those types of makas, which is called Yad HaChazaka, because it's a very stark such a thing when he's nifsad, when the thing's nifsad, and it's not only dever. So, for example, that would include when they're nifsad, dever, which makes the nifsad. So, makas bechoros would also include Yad HaChazaka. The second way, Bizraya Netuya, Zuacherev, is that's the opposite. that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Yepoil, and does things Bekum Vaseh, like a Cherev, which kills Bekum Vaseh. And that's Maka like Tzvadea and Kidim and Orov, which came Bekum Vaseh. And then there's a third thing, Moira Godel. Moira Godel, the Baral explains, is a great fear. Not like we said before, the Gilu Shechina Sheboi. But what does it mean, the Gilu Shechina? So Moira Godel, not the Moira that you saw it, but what does it mean, Gilu Shechina? How's a Kodesh Baruch Hu Poel Gilu Shechina? Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he's Megale Shechina, he's Megale, he says, a Metzias, which the Mensch comes to be Makir the Shechina. And that's what he says, when we say that Kodesh Baruch Hu is God will give of a Noira, Noira doesn't mean Yorui, he doesn't scare you. Noira means that he is able to be feared, that you can come to have Yira, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is poil things, that you come yourself to have Yira. Yorui would mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu scares us. But Noira means that he is able to be feared, and that's Gilu Shechina. That when there's Gilu Shechina, like for example in the Beis Hamikdash, a Mensch came to the Beis Hamikdash and it was Gilu Shechina, but he had to, the Mikdash enables a person to feel the Shechina, but it comes by Atzmoy. So there's one sug of Makkos was Hefsit, that's the Dever. One sug is, that's Sheval Tasim. One sug is Bekum Vaseh, and that's cherev. And one sug is in between. It's in between them. He's poiled something, and then the mensch reacts. What would those? And that's kein gilu shechina. And then the fizeh, the raya that Baal HaGadol is b'moiroim gedolim. That Kodesh Baruch Hu brought moiroim gedolim. What was the Meiron Gedolim? For example, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says that in Makas Tzvadeya, there were two things. There was the suffering from the fact that there were Tzvadeim all over the place, and the noise, constant noise, and the disgusting things of having frogs crawling all over them. But there was also when they jumped into their stomachs, and the Lashon of the Orach Chaim is, Shemakazu Mevaheles HaNefesh Ve'in Odom Batuch B'chayov. They didn't know if they were going to live or not, or die. There was frogs in their stomach. What's going to be? The pachat that there was from the makor, or after the hasra of Arbe. So the avodim said to Paro, Terim Teidaki Avdol Mitzrayim. They were scared. That was the Moira Godel. Ke'ein the Gilu Shechina, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was poel against a pachad in Mitzrayim. Perhaps that's what we're going through now, in this matzah of today. There's a tremendous pachad of what's going to be. And then, ba'oisos of amoifsim, so that they were done, the mala min ateva, it wasn't b'derech ateva, ba'oisos, Ze habate, kibo shenema, misabate, aze tikach biodecho, sheta, seboyis oisois. That's the matter. So the God says, because on the matter was written the makas, and that's the ze habate, that's the oisois. Ois, says the God, is a prediction, veloshen oso, it's going to come. Uba moifsim, ze hadom, that's a shinui teva, says the God. The shinui of dam, the Maral says Zeadom, a moifes is something which is a shinui in the etzem dover. So the one which was an etzem shinui was dam, that the water became blood. What's the rhyme from the Pasuk of Shneva? Nosati moivsim bashomayim uva oretz. So the God says the Laosin Lovo Yakodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring again, change the mayim to dam, like in Mitzrayim, And there'll be Eish Mira Shamay and Oshon Ba'avir, Sati Moivsim Ba'Shamay Ba'oretz, Dam Va'Eish V'Sim Reis Oshon. Dasin Lomah, we're going to see these Moivsim again. Koponim, this first way, the Yitzias Mitzrayim is Mitzad, the Gilui Shechina, there was Lamala Min Ateva, the Hakora, that it was Ani Hashem, Ani Hu V'Loi Acher, Bichvoidu Ba'atzmoy. Dova Acher, Biyod Chazoko Shtayim, Bizroya Shtayim, Bemoira Godel Shtayim, Ubeoysa Shtayim, Ubemoivsim Shtayim, Eilu Esem Makir, Shehevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim B'Mitzrayim, Ve'elu Heim, Dom, Tzvadea, Kidim, Oroiv, Deve, Shchin, Borod, Arbe, Choshech, Makas, Bechoyros. And that, in the Dova Ache, is, as we said before, the Mido Kneged Mido of the Makas. The Balagoda Darshans, that each of these things has a double Loshan, Yod Chazoka, Zreina Tuya, Moira Godel, Oisois, Loshan Rabbi, Moivsim, Shtaim. And Maral says that Be'etzim, the Makas go in pairs. You compare up the first five, connecting the second five. The first five were the Tachtoinim, and the second five were the Elyoinim. So you have the Shechin, which was on the second, first of the second five, was a Shinui in the Dam, in the person. And then it was connected the Makas Dam, which was in the Tachtoinim. And the Shechin came from the Moshe Rabbeinu through up the Piach HaKivshon. It came in Elyoinim, or it's connected the Odom, who has a Neshama. Tzvadea came from the Maim Tachtoinim, and Borod, the second one, for the next five, came from the Maim Elyoinim. And in a similar way, the Borod was tremendous noise, the Paro said, Rav Miyos Koilos Elikim Borod, Hashem Nosan Koilos Borod, there was all the noise, and the Tzvadeh was tremendous noise. Kidim was Lamato, and that's connected to Arbe, which came Milamalo, the Sheretz Oretz, so the Kidim, and the Arbe Sheretz Oiv. And Oroiv came Be Tachtoinim, and that's connected to Choshech Be Elyoinim, because the chayus roes can be ikar at night with their toshes choshech v'ilaylo b'turimos kol chayso yoy tizor Hashem she'osefun v'inosom yibotsum. When it comes, the sun shines, the wild animals go away. Makas deva was misa of behemoth, and makas v'choros was misa of Adam. There was the eila eser makas, the Mido connected Mido of the Makas, and in the Haggadah, you look at the different Medroshim in the Haggadah, I brought a lot of the Midos connected Mido connected Midos that there were in the Makas. Rabbi Yehuda, Yanoisim, Mohem Simonim, the Tzach, Adash, Ba'achav, Kiyodua, the Rabbi Yehuda held, they were written on the matter. The Rosh Hetevis, the Tzach, Adash, Ba'achav, three different groups of the Makas. Each one came to teach a separate Yesoid. The first one of each group, Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro, Leman Teda. First group is Leman Teda Kirei Hashem. The second group was Leman Teda Kirei Hashem Bekerev Oretz. I know what's going on in Oretz, and the third group, Leman Teda Kein Kamoidi B'chol Oretz. We've been Marech before, don't have the time now to be Marech on those Limudim. Then we complete the Mido Kneged Mido, and we bring this interesting Medrash, which the Choyer, the Papashas, has nothing to do with Leil Yitzis Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oime Minayna Ta Oime Shaloku Amitsu Mitzrayim Eser Makos Valayom Loku Chamishim Makos. On the Yam they had 50 Makos. Mitzrayim Ba Oime Vayimra Chatu Paro Etz Malukim Hi Alayom Ba Oime Vayar Yisrael Sayod Agnoila Shosa Hashem Mitzrayim Vayir Omis Hashem Vayamidu Hashem Vayisha Avdoi. Etzpah is one finger, and on the Yam was the Yod Hagdoila. So there's five times. In Mitzrayim there were 10 Makos. In the Yam was 50 Makos. Well, why are we talking about Kriyas Yamsuf? That Shvish of Pesach, not Leil Seder. Why are we discussing this? Elamai, it's the Hashlome of the ultimate Midah Keneged Midah. In Mitzrayim, the Midah Keneged Midah, the 10 Makos were more Klaliistic. And on the Yam, they were Protistic. The 50 separate Makos, each one was beprotrot, Keneged, each Mitzri, exactly what he did, and every Mitzri was treated differently. There were the Kash Mitzrim, there were the Evan Mitzrim, the Oferis Mitzrim, the biggest Rishoim went down, and then it came up, and they went down, and they came up, like Kash, the ones who abated him went down a few times, and then they sank, like an Evan, and the ones who were Keilu, the least Rishoim, let's put it like that. So they went down Koferis, they went straight down and sunk in the Yam. So the Hashlome of the Midah Keneged Midah. We have to know that the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Hanhoga Midah Keneged Midah is total and complete, so that we should become Emissar Avdei Hashem. So we bring this drosha, that the completion of the Midah Keneged Midah was on the Yam. Kama loku be'etzba eser makos, eva me'ata Mitzrayim loku eser makos, ala yom loku chamishim makos. And then we bring Reb Lezer oime, minay chakol mako makos she'evi HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala mitzvah Mitzrayim oyster shel arba makos. Be'etzem each mako had in it four makos, sh'neva yishalech bom charon apoy, evro v'zav v'tzoro mishlachas malachi roim. Evro achas, zav shtayim, tzoro sholish mishlachas malachi roim, arba. Ema me'ata Mitzrayim loku amoyim makos, ala yom loku masayim makos. What's the pshat? Reb Lezer looks, even in the makos in Mitzrayim, there were different aspects of the makah. Every makah had more than one aspect of sevel. And each one had four different aspects of sevel. The marshal, if a person punches someone in the eye, so that he gets a headache, and then he can't see properly. It was one makah, he punched him in the eye, but there are different things which come, and then he gets a black eye, and he feels busha when he walks out. So even in the makahs that there were, the individual makahs, there were all sorts of different aspects of sevel in the etzem makahs. So each one had four aspects of it. So it was even more protistic. In other words, the Midah Keneged Midah is even more protistic. Reb Lezer says that there was 40 in Mitzrayim and 200 on the Yam. And Reb Akiva, why? Shneva Yishala Bom Charon Apo Evro Mesam Tzoro Mishnachas Malachi Roim Charon Apo Achas Evro Shtaim Zam Shalish Tzoro Arba Mishnachas Malachi Roim Chomish. So he darshans that there were five. Ema Be'at Mitzrayim Loku Chamishim Makos Ala Yom Loku Chamishim Masayim Makos. Well, what's the five? Because not only is there the protim, Rabbi Kiva also says the klal itself, the fact that all these different protim also add up to a klal of suffering, that's a different bechina. The klal of the suffering is a different bechina. So there's five bechinas in the Midah Keneged Midah in Mitzrayim, which means there were 50 makos. And in the Yam, there were all these protim of the makos. Bimele comes out, there were 250 makos. Now we see from the Sipu Yitzis Mitzrayim, we see the Gilui, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Midah Keneged Midah, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he was Mekayim, the Bris made up Besorim, that he made a Klal Yisrael, Benes, and there was an Am which had the Shoresh of Kedusha, the Shivim Nefesh. And the second pasuk, which was the Gorim the Sevel, but that pushed us to daven, and eventually we davened, and we turned to Hashem Yisborach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to us, Vayotzi'enu Hashem Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us out from Mitzrayim to become the Avdei Hashem. Baruch Hashem, we became the Avdei Hashem. And now we're going to sing Yashevach, Dayenu, Kama Mailas, Toivis, Lamokim, Aleinu, to be Mishameach Hashem Yisborach. According to certain Rishonim, this is the Messiah Mishvach, according to to sing the Shevach, because not only did we become Avdei Hashem, but we have to be Sameach the fact that we're Avdei Hashem. If we're unhappy that we're Avdei Hashem, then we're Shvacha Avodim. If we Be'etzem would like to do something else, then we're not proper, complete Avdei Hashem. If, that's why the Toichacha says, if we were Oved, B'Shaloi B'Simcha, then Chas V'Shalom, there's a tremendous taina, because if we're forced to be Avodim, and we don't want to be Avodim, then it's a terrible thing, because Be'etzim in the Lev, a person always wants to run away. So Leil Seder, we're celebrating the fact that we became Avdei Hashem, we're Sameach that we became Avdei Hashem. So we sing the Shevach of Dayenu. Yitz Hashem, Ha'emshech Yovei.